Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, we mentioned a while ago, we're going to talk about the voice of greed. And I think you know me well enough to know that I have voices in my head all the time, different kinds of voices in my head. But when it comes to your money, you out there listening today might have several different voices in your head. Maybe the voice of greed, or perhaps the voice of fear, and sometimes the voice of wisdom. Sometimes. Let's look at some things that you might hear from the voice of greed so you know how to recognize it when you hear it. First of all, you may hear the voice of greed saying to you, the market is doing great right now. This is a good time to invest a little more aggressively so you can take advantage of the growth. David, what would you tell this person who's hearing that right now?
Well, the fancy name for that is recency bias. So in other words, we tend to remember what the market has done most recently. There's some really good studies out there that tell us that as the market goes up and up and up, we tend to put more and more and more of our money in the market because it just seems like it's going to go up forever. So, Ron, gut feel and emotion are just surefire ways to get into trouble, not necessarily in the short run, but absolutely in the long run. I was just meeting with the lady who came in for one of our CPRs, and part of the conversation was about her 401k at work. And she said, well, my 401k is doing great. And so I did an analysis of that and said, well, yeah, but it's 90% in the stock market. Of course it's doing great. I did ask her, so how do you pick the mutual funds that your 401k is invested in? And like I hear a lot, she said, well, I just looked at the ones who had been doing the best for the last 1 and 2 years and those track records, and that's how I decided. Well, that's how she ended up being way too heavily invested into stocks. She wasn't necessarily trying to get real aggressive. She just didn't know any better. She also explained to me that in 2008 and 2009, she lost a lot of money in her 401k. Well, that's exactly how, because back then she was using recency bias as well, just hopping on the train that seemed to be going the fastest. The mutual funds that seem to be doing the best. And that's not a good long-term strategy. It's a perfectly great, really short-term strategy and a great way to get in trouble.
If you always hop on that train, you could end up on the wrong track for sure. There's another voice of greed that you might hear saying, hey, that guy on CNBC seems to know what he's talking about. You should follow his advice and do it fast before everybody else figures it out too. What's wrong with that, David?
Well, that guy on CNBC is, first of all, he's not giving insider tips on national TV. He's probably an advisor or some sort of strategist for a big firm, and his clients already had access to that information before he got on TV. So I do have a client who will call me on a somewhat regular basis and say, hey, I just heard about this. What do you think? My advice typically is, look, don't make the mistake of investing in advice that you hear on TV. And frankly, don't make the mistake of investing in interesting advice that you hear on the radio. Because even on a show like this, the things that I am talking about, that Ron and I talk about it each week, they are not specifically designed for you. I hope they are really, really interesting, and I hope they're very informative, but nothing I say today is specific advice for you.
And you can't give specific advice without knowing more specifics about the person that you're talking to. And that's why it's so important to come in and have a conversation with David. And that's why we give you that phone number all the time. We're talking about the voice of greed here, and this is kind of a keeping up with the Joneses sort of situation here. Maybe the voice of greed is telling you that the couple next door has a lot more money saved than you do, and you need to hit some home runs over the next couple of years so you can catch up. That's not a very logical point of attack, is it?
It's not logical at all, but it happens a lot. So to further the baseball analogy, home run hitters tend to also lead the team in strikeouts.
Exactly.
So a home run is really, really exciting. But a strikeout, especially with your money, well, that can cause you years and years of time just trying to get back to even. So, you know, it is dangerous to compare yourself against the couple next door. For instance, you may be sitting there with a pension and a couple of nice big Social Security checks that are going to be coming your way, and the couple next door may not have a pension. Comparing against other people that you don't really know their situation, that's a silly trap, and you don't want to fall into it. So when you get into that comparison trap, what it means to me is that you probably haven't spent enough time formulating a plan and being confident in your plan. And that's really the start of how you can get away from comparing yourself to other people, making sure that you have a plan that's going to work for you.
We're talking about the voice of greed here, and we all hear it from time to time. It's not a good idea to listen. That emergency fund in the bank isn't making any money. You should invest it instead of having money in the bank collecting dust. If the voice of greed is telling you this, what should you do?
Well, I've had that exact same conversation two times in the last month with two different young couples, both of whom were saving money for a down payment on a house that they hope to buy in the next, one of them in the next 12 months, one in the next 2 years. So that discussion with them, what I tried to do was probe them for how soon they thought they were going to need the money. And what would happen if that money went down by 25 or 30%? In one case, the husband said, that wouldn't make a bit of difference to me. In the other case, they said, well, that would be a really, really bad thing. So I tried to give them some good advice based on their specifics. But most people, when you're saving up for something that you think you're going to need in the real near term, don't worry about what it's earning. Age-old wisdom would tell you this. The return of your money is way more important than the return on your money.
That's for sure. Coming up, we're going to give you the numbers so you can get in touch with David Dickens and talk about all these things with him face-to-face. I think that will be a very helpful conversation. Stay with us here. We'll give you that number soon. But I wanted to ask you about one more thing here. The voice of greed may be telling John and Mary, for example, hey, you're much better off to do everything by yourself instead of giving away your hard-earned money to get an advisor to help you. What would you tell them?
Well, so Ron, as a fee-based advisor, I'm obviously conflicted on this answer. But here's what I would say. If you're really good at this and you're willing to consistently commit time to it, then do it yourself. But I've got clients that are really, really smart, you know, engineers, doctors, they're really, really good at what they do, and they could learn this. They just don't want to. They're just not willing to spend the time. They want to be retired. So I think the takeaway here is that good advice is way cheaper than a big mistake. So if you're not really good at it and you're not willing to spend the time, then spending a little bit of money on some advice can be a really, really cheap alternative. So what does that look like at KC Financial Advisors? Well, I give a lot of second opinions to a lot of people, and that's really the start, I think, of having somebody, an outside view, look at what you're doing, seeing if you're on track. So what we call that here is our complete planning review. That's kind of the start of all the analysis that we would do for people. And what I want to offer our listeners today, if you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, then I'm going to do a complete planning review for you and absolutely no cost or no obligation. I think it's a really good opportunity for you to get some education about your money so that you have some really good decisions and decisioning power for yourself and your family moving forward. So when we do a financial CPR for somebody, what is that and what actually happens? You give us a call and you leave a message, and Elizabeth is going to call you back Monday morning and set up some time when you and I can get together. And what the first thing we'll do is take a look at the money that you've saved for retirement. We'll do a really good risk analysis of that, and we'll discuss that with you. I'll take a look at how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, especially if they rise, and I'm convinced that they are. And then I'll discuss ways that you might be able to lessen some of that impact. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. So we'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some real straight talk on exactly what we saw. I think this is a terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to your specific retirement questions that I just can't answer on a radio show. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you about your retirement, then call our toll-free number now and just ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR. I think you'll be really happy you made that call.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.